an average person, if he decides to live a simple life, إِنَّ الْبَذَاغَةَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, simplicity is from Iman. The Jews of Sunnah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very simple, simple in his dress code, simple in his sleeping, eating, drinking, home. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ, no pomp, no show, no protocols, very simple. حضرت عائشة رضي الله عنها says, كان بشرا من البشر, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was a human from humans. He was a special human from the humans. Muhammadun Basharun Laysa Kal Bashari. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was human, but not like human. Yakut, what is Yakut called in English? Yakut is also a very precious stone. So Yakut is a stone, but it is not like ordinary stone. So the poet says, Muhammadan Basharun Laysa Kal Bashari, Bal Huwa Yakutun Wan Nasu Kal Hajari. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was human, but not like other humans. He was Yakut, and the rest of the people are stones. So he wasn't an ordinary human, a special human. But Aisha radiallahu anha says that despite being a special human, he used to live a life of an ordinary human. Simplicity. Simple clothes, simple whatever Allah has given from the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek a refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from debts. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghrami. Allah, I seek your refuge from sin and debt. Putting sin and debt together. And how detrimental and serious is sin. So somebody asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I see you seeking refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from debt over and over again, very frequently. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, because if a person takes debt and he cannot repay on time, he will have to break his promise, he will have to lie to people. It will lead to so many other things. So one should make a point, especially the people of ilm, is for those people who don't have anything. That is a never from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has created this resource for them to survive. For those people who don't have anything, that is a never. If there is no concept of death, giving and taking, or if taking loan from somebody was impermissible, many people would have faced difficulties. But for whom? It is for that person who is in dire circumstances. You have 1,000 pounds, you can buy a decent car with 1,000 pounds, but just because you want to look better, you borrow 2,000 pounds from somebody. And you buy a car for 3,000 pounds, what was the need to take loan from somebody? So without necessity, do not take loan from anyone. Do not borrow money without necessity. Be simple in life. Your expenditure should always be based on your income. Nowadays, people base their income on their expenditure. You know, my expenditure is £5,000 per month, so I have to earn £5,000. Now, here we compare to earn through halal and haram both resources. He will be compelled to take loan from people. Because he has fixed the expenses before looking at the income. So his expense is based not on the income, income is based on the expenses. That income must come. And he will just drown and drown and drown and drown, sink. He will sink and drown in the quicksand of death. Those people are clever who base their expenditure on income. I have £50 income, so my budget should be £15. £50. So number one, try your utmost not to take loan from anybody, not to borrow money from anybody. Number two, in order to do that, live a simple life. Qana'at. Be happy with whatever Allah has given. In Gujarati, to explain this, the old people used to say, stretch your legs according to the size of the blanket. If the blanket is small and if you stretch your legs out, you will feel cold. So keep your legs folded if the blanket is small. Stretch your legs according to the size of the blanket. Simple. Where you need to take loan, take only that much which is necessary with the intention of repaying. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one who takes the wealth of the people, yuridu ada'aha, with the intention of repaying that money. Addallahu anhu. Allah will make the payment on his behalf. That means Allah will grant him barakah in his way. When a person takes loans from people with the intention of not returning, with the intention of destroying his wealth, that's it, this £1,000 is mine now. Atlafahu Allahu alayhi. Allah will not grant him barakah. He will go in more debt. So try to repay as early as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. In Arabic they say, Al-Qardu miqradu al-mahabbati. Miqrad is scissors. Qard is loan, debt. Loan and debt is scissors for mahabbat. It cuts mahabbat into pieces. Because if you take loan from somebody, you can't return it on time. Slowly, the relationship will become sour. A person who is in debt cannot show his face to people. He has to hide. Why people don't give loan in this day and age is because of the experiences that people have had. So the people have changed. Majority of the jivas have not changed. Majority of the taker have changed. Those who borrow have changed. Those who lend have not changed. But because of experience. So live a simple life. Try your utmost not to borrow money from people. And when necessity arises, borrow only that amount which is necessary with the intention of repaying as soon as possible. And live a simple life and repay the loan as soon as possible. When we migrated to this country, my father was in debt. He was not a wealthy person. And the whole family moved from India to the UK. So he had to pay for the tickets for the whole family. And I remember that I'm talking about 1973, 1974, 1975. To heat the house, we were using coal. We did not have boiler at home, gas boiler. 1973, I am talking about. There was no washing machine in the home. And when my father used to make intention of buying washing machine or changing the boiler, my mother always used to say, I can manage without these facilities. I am healthy. First, you save money and pay off your loan. Without the support of the women, the men forced to do progress. Men for only progress if they have full support from the women folk. Behind every man's progress, there is the hand of a woman. Sometimes more than one woman, mother, sister, wife. If the wife is not economical, then a well-to-do husband can become poor. And he can go in debt. And if the wife is economical and not so demanding, then a poor husband can become rich and wealthy. So for brothers and sisters both, the golden advice is stretch your legs according to the size of your blanket. Look at how much wealth your husband is earning, look at his expenses, look at his commitments, and make your demands accordingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And for us, alhamdulillah, it's a matter of 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. A time is going to come after we depart from this world, when we go on to our next station, that is the station of Akhirah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His angels will say, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. For you in paradise is whatever your heart desires and whatever you ask. So the time is going to come. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq.